Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Orange and blue sunset in Mile High, here in Broncos Country, let's get ready to ride. Russ and the rest are gonna light up the sky. We'll break it down after the game with the guys. Hometown heroes with their own sports bar, the best coverage.
Broncos Live coming to you from Studio A here at the DNVR bar, and the A stands for AM.
AM.
Morning show.
Yep.
It also stands for America.
Ah, oh, right on. Yep. Huge game, and as Jose's pointing out, early pod because of the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't even necessarily like my idea to just get it out of the way.
Yeah, no. I was shocked when I got that text yesterday.
Me too.
Allie was the one who greenlit that, and I felt it was my civic duty to pass the information along to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Allie. And speaking of Allie, she put together the little graphic for this, like the thumbnail for this.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Russ.
That's Russ looking at us right now.
He looks, yeah, he's like, headline. What the hell are you guys about to talk about? He looks mad. He looks rough. I mean, he looks like a guy that's been beat down.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
So have I. got a haircut yesterday. You know, every time you get a haircut exposed a little, at least like 12 more grays up top.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And I fully blame the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, definitely. I thought you were going to say it's a little chillier now without the coverage on the sides.
No, it's just, yeah. I'm ready for my gray era. Mm. I feel like I'm built for it.
Mm.
But I didn't really like. I don't appreciate the Broncos speeding up
true.
The process.
That's true. You know what? I always thought I could go white at 30 and just be fully happy about it.
Really?
Yeah. And now I'm 30, no whites, but I'd be happy if it just overnight went white.
Truly spoken like a man who's been with his high school sweetheart for 13 years.
That probably has something to do with it.
Wow. Who they? Some of the like MPJ had like a white phase, white hair.
Oh yeah, OBJ did it too.
OBJ did it.
Yeah, that's dyed.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be the same vibes.
Oh, no, I'm not dyeing my hair. No way.
You should if you go full white hair, you should get some like circle frame glasses.
Oh,
I feel like it would really bring the vibe together.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Speaking of all this, I watched Boban play last night.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like you watch him just kind of shuffle up and down the court. He looks like he's 65 years old.
He does.
Like that man can't move. Like he doesn't jump. He's just big. He doesn't like try to block anything. He did actually block a shot though.
Yeah, he
but
did.
He just like shuffles around slowly. He looks like he's 65 years old.
Well, I mean, honestly, given the way that like the body ages when it's that large, he probably is.
It's very true.
Tall people don't live long.
The Rockets made a huge mistake not playing him because he's the ultimate Nuggets killer. Like
he was.
He is sick when he plays. Also, maybe funniest moment of the season is he gets in the post against Jack White, who's a rookie for the Nuggets, Australian rookie. And just like turns around and just flips it in, and the whole Nuggets bench like stands up and they're just screaming at this rookie. They're like, block that! What's wrong with you, bro? Come on! It was incredible.
It was so much fun.
Were you close enough to see the size?
We were right behind the bench, yeah. Oh. It was crazy.
The Rockets
bench? Shout
out
Game Time. No, Nuggets.
Oh, nice.
Shout Game Time. We sat there. It was $75. It was like the next section over, sort of in the corner, on the aisle, eight rows up.
Dang.
$75 for two tickets.
For two?
For two. Yeah, it was a steal.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Kylie and Spencer came and sat with us.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they were the section over.
Damn.
What a night.
Party.
Yeah.
Big party. Boban, though. Those hands. So crazy.
So big. All right. There's been a lot of different stuff out there about Russell Wilson's contract and what it means for the Broncos. And I probably originally came out too strong saying, like, let it go. It's not possible. There's no way to do it. And thankfully, people who are probably a little bit smarter than me dug in a little further and uncovered it's not entirely impossible, but it is very unrealistic, I think is the fairest way of putting it.
That is the perfect way to put it.
I've got a scenario.
I was just going to say, let's have a conversation about what this looks like and not can it be done in a literal sense, but can it be done in a realistic sense.
In a realistic sense, the answer is just no.
Okay, but that'll do it for
today's DNVR In a literal sense, there is a path. There is a path, and it starts with this. If Russell Wilson was just a free agent this offseason, what sort of contract would he get? It's a 3-year contract. What is that contract worth?
What do you mean by that?
If he was just a free agent this offseason.
So, like, what would he... What would he get paid on the open market?
What does he get paid?
I would say, like, 20 or 25 million a year.
Yeah, I was thinking between 20 and 30. So 25.
There we go. That's what we want to hear. Because if the Broncos trade him, he'd basically be on a 3-year contract with a new team with the option to extend and get into the $50 million, $40 million salaries. That won't happen. But it'd turn out to be like a 3-year, $62 million contract that the other team could get out of after 1 year. I think that's a contract that you could trade away.
I think so, too.
It's right on the line. I don't think you're getting a lot, but if he's getting paid just a little bit more in the open market, take a seventh.
So
I think it's possible.
Show your work here. Explain your math.
So that's like the key. But
what's it mean for the Broncos?
If you trade him instead of cutting him, then it costs $82 million against the cap instead of $107 million against the cap. Still, ridiculous number to
because
try
that
to have
other
to jump
team is
over.
Taking that 25 that you're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. That 25 that they have to pay him year one, then 37 if they want to over the next two. That 82 is possible, though. And if we want to just dig right in, I can just tell you what it'd look like.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's just talk about this really quick. What is the salary cap for NFL teams this year ish?
It should be like 218.
So, just to be clear, you are giving about 40% of your entire available money to no one. To Russell Wilson to not be on the team.
To be gone.
To be gone. Again, you cannot do that.
And like, we've talked about Cap Olympics and this, that, and the other thing. Dead cap is one of the hardest ones to get away from. Now, you can't... The good thing is, dead cap lasts 1 year, right?
If you do it this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's 1 year of literally you can field half of a legitimate NFL football team.
Exactly. And the reason you might be tempted, and they aren't, is that Caleb Williams is going to be the first overall pick next year from USC.
Maybe hold this because I feel like that is the last point.
That's the last part? Here. Okay, that's the last part.
With this, though.
Yep.
I think you are going to have to give up something for a team to take this contract because
it's not that bad of a contract.
3 years, 62 mil.
Right now, Russell Wilson is in nearly every statistical category, bottom three, if not like backup territory where he's like ranked 33rd, 34th, 35th in the NFL.
Yeah.
But the body of work tells me some coach somewhere would probably be interested.
Where?
Every time the Jets, though, no, because
they just went through the Zach Wilson era of bad quarterback play without a big contract. They don't want a big contract.
$20 million.
You're paying like the Case Keenum contract with the Broncos. Exactly. Like it's so minimal from their standpoint, and it's really just a 1 year commitment.
And the Jets are a playoff team, and they don't have a quarterback.
Mike
and I bet
White,
they have
though.
$20 million.
Mike White had a better game last week than Russell Wilson.
It's true. It's true.
Let me just say something. Every time I open my mouth right now, I cannot believe what is coming out of this.
Yes,
I cannot believe that we are already here in November. Is it still November?
It is. Yep.
Just barely.
Talking about getting rid of Russell Wilson when he got here in March.
Yep.
And we literally had a party about it.
Yeah.
I can't believe this has happened, but this is the absolute world of suck that we live in.
Yeah, it is. And it's because Russell Wilson is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
Yep.
So, anyway.
And that's why you would have to find a team that says the Broncos are really bad. They've completely taken him down. But right now, you look around the country, and I don't know many people are just putting it on Nathaniel Hackett. I think a lot of national people are saying Russ is done. So you'd have to find the team that says Russ isn't done, or else I think you would have to pay something in terms of a Brock Osweiler trade from the Texans to the Browns where you're giving up something. And I think what you'd have to give up is a huge component in this.
It's possible.
Ali has texted me 17 times to remind everyone that we're presenting.
I also put it on the screen, just trying to do my job.
Wow.
Sorry, it's just one of those things. I was kind of excited to have this conversation, which is sad. Yeah. But it's true. I got too hyped up. Also, it's like 9 a.m. It's too early for this. DraftKings Sportsbook. Though. I've already made several bets on DraftKings Sportsbook before I've even come close to finishing my coffee. including Ecuador to win, which is not off to a good start. Also, Valencia to score. If that's going to happen, he's going to score. So let's hope that both happen, or at least one.
There we go. Are they the white? In the
they
white?
Are the yellow.
In the yellow. Okay, yes. Yeah, that's what I said, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I do think the open market is values about $20 million a year probably, and that's what you're trading.
I think you're actually trading him a
I think you get something for him. If not, you're not giving up more than a third or fourth.
You don't think
he was a free agent, nobody would give him $20 million a year for 3 years.
I mean, I said that earlier, but now that I think about it, Case Keenum, when he got that $20 million, which would probably fairly be like $30 million now, he actually came off a really good year.
That's true.
And I just think people are so scared, rightfully so, of this year that they would be turned off. And so I don't know what his contract would look like, though, on the open market.
I'm pretty sure the Eagles once paid Sam Bradford like $15 million to be their backup.
To compete.
I think so.
Everyone said it was going to be impossible to get rid of Carson Wentz. And the Eagles did it.
And
God, I can't believe this is happening.
They did it, and what did they?
The only
33.8.
I shouldn't say the 33.8.
So we're talking about $45 million more in dead cap.
And that was the second biggest dead cap hit ever. The biggest is this year. It's Matt Ryan with 40.
Yep.
So
you're doubling it.
So just to be clear, the Eagles had a promising young quarterback on the roster when they did that for cheap, not even a first round pick.
Yep.
Just. Big difference there. Massive.
So many
difference.
Big differences. No, this is
but
not
Sam
realistic.
Sam Bradford is like a it's like a veteran backup. He knew his role when he was going there. Russell Wilson, come
I'm
on.
I'm just saying in terms of the value, like you could get a steal, honestly, if you're that team and you figure out a way to turn him around.
Exactly. But it'd be risky too.
Yes,
it would.
It would be. That's interesting. But it really, even talking about that really ignores the major hurdle, because I don't want anyone to get lost in the can he be traded or can't he be traded. I think you really could.
If you got to throw a third in or something, you could, you know.
Once again, the Broncos next year would be able to field half of a real NFL football season.
So let's talk about that.
Yes.
You would have to trade away Justin Simmons, which, you know, you get picked back if you're rebuilding. It is what it is. You would have to either trade or cut Garrett Bowles. You save the same amount of money either
way.
Also,
remember, you have no leverage in any of these trades.
It's true.
Yeah, your back is against the wall. The back is against the wall. You just got to hope there's a bidding war for Justin Simmons.
So wait. When you say these players, knowing that your back is up against the wall, let's just quickly talk about what their value would be, what you would be getting back.
Okay.
So Justin Simmons.
Second round pick.
Second, yep.
At most, with teams knowing that.
2 years at $14 million a year.
Okay, yep.
That's worth a second.
Sure.
Garrett Bowles, he costs $15 million a year for 2 years. None of it's guaranteed, so they could get off whenever.
I think maybe you could actually get a decent pick for him, too. Just because teams are so desperate for offensive
linemen
line help.
Are tough.
I'd say a fourth.
Yeah, I'd say a third and
sure.
Split the difference somewhere in between.
Sure.
So those are the two you have to trade. I guess you could also trade these guys, but you'd have to, at the very least, cut them. Graham Glasgow, Ronald Darby, Brandon McManus, Chase Edmonds, Kaywan Williams, Jake Martin, Mike Purcell.
Okay, yeah, and you're probably just cutting all of those guys. Or, you know, one of them gets a seventh round pick.
Say those names again.
Graham Glasgow.
Starter. Right
Ronald
now.
Darby.
Starter when he was healthy.
Brandon McManus.
Starter.
Chase Edmonds.
Don't know.
Could be your starter at the beginning of next year, potentially.
Kaywan Williams.
Starter.
Jake Martin.
Starter right now.
Right now. Mike Purcell.
Starter right now.
So there you go.
So that's you just cut, you know, like eight of your 22 starters.
Yeah, including you also, the guys you traded.
I guess you count special teams in that with Brandon McManus, so 24.
Yeah.
You also don't re-sign Draymond Jones, Dalton Risner, Billy Turner, Tom Compton, Cam Fleming, Kareem Jackson, Mike Goode.
Wait, let's do the starter thing.
Okay,
again.
Let's do it.
Wait. Let's count this in total. So you're trading away two guys, right?
Yep. Okay. Justin and I mean Russ, so three.
Okay.
That's true.
So Graham Glasgow starter, Ronald Darby starter, McManus starter, that's six. Chase Edmonds starter.
Don't call him starter.
Kaywan Williams starter, that's seven. Jake Martin, no. Mike Purcell, eight.
Yep.
There you go. There's eight starters.
Okay.
Draymond Jones, there's nine. Dalton Risner, that's 10. Billy Turner, that's 11. Tom Compton, no. Cam Fleming, not because of Bowles.
Oh, and I guess if you're counting Turner, then you can't count Fleming.
Yep, so there's 12. Kareem Jackson, 13. Mike Boone.
Wait, no, 12, because we're not counting Fleming.
Kareem Jackson is 12. Mike Boone, no. Deshaun Williams.
No.
Okay.
By the way, all these guys who aren't starters have played significantly this year.
They have started. Yeah. Eric Tomlinson, Latavius Murray, it's Javonte. Some other. And then Boban Moyer.
Gotta add him.
13 of your then 25 when you bring in the long snapper position.
Half of a real football team.
More than half. And let's also talk about those positions. Obviously, quarterback, left tackle, defensive line, cornerback. I mean, you're talking about like major cornerstone pieces.
All of the cornerstone pieces. Left tackle, quarterback, starting corner.
All
you have left is what? Wide receivers and linebackers?
A lot of receivers. Some outside linebackers.
And Pat Surtain.
Yeah.
Yep.
So at least you got to keep him.
We don't need to dig too deeply into this part.
Until he demands a trade.
I did bring back like a couple of guys just because like you got to have quarterbacks. So Brett Rypien, Trace McSorley.
Oh, there McSorley. You go. We got McSorley. Let's go.
So it's like there's a couple mil for Brett if you're calling him the starter. Come back to your starter. So I did go through some of that stuff.
So he's your starter in this scenario.
You go draft a guy maybe. But yeah, going into the draft, yes.
Yeah. You don't draft a guy in the first round. Well, I guess you could with the pick the 49ers gave you. I guess we'll probably
you could do that. I would hate it so much.
And then have him be killed by playing with half a team of backups.
Yep.
So the final piece to make this all work, you also have to restructure a few contracts.
Also, some of those starters that you're getting rid of are already backups, which means the person behind them is a third stringer.
Yep.
You're also restructuring Randy Gregory. Because, again, these are all guys who, if you cut them, you actually wind up with a bigger cap hit.
Right.
So you restructure, which guarantees more of their money down the line, which means you're not necessarily tied to Randy Gregory through 2027, but it's a lot tougher to get off of him, and he's one you might want to get off of potentially.
Right.
Same thing with Courtland.
So it's a tough move for the future.
You don't love it. Courtland Sutton, same thing through 2026. DJ Jones, Tim Patrick.
Another potential tough move for the
future. Exactly. So there's the final piece. You wind up with $26 million in cap space, which sounds like a lot. But again, there's
all these draft picks that you're going
to
use.
You have to sign a few guys.
Yep.
I basically counted the money it'd take to fill out a 53-man roster, but then you got to fill out, get to 60, and then you cut some, and there's a dead cap. Then you got to sign the draft pick. So that you have the $10 million you just have to have going to a season in case you have, you know, three running backs go on IR and you have to start poaching practice squads. So
that money is essentially just filling out the roster. You just have to have it. You're not making any moves with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then what this means, this would be the biggest tank job in sports history.
Oh, it sure would.
At least NFL history.
This is the single best case for why this is realistic.
Exactly.
Because you are incredibly well set up to get the next year's number one overall pick in a way that you could just never have an excuse to do other than this.
Right.
The Broncos aren't a team without a quarterback who's just tanking to tank. They're tanking because they had to get rid of this contract and they have no other choice. And it's a weird way to be able to sell it to not just the fans, but to the league.
Yep.
As like, this isn't just your standard tank job. This is our hands were tied. We had to do what we had to do.
In order to get rid of Russ, yep, we had to do this.
And so all of a sudden, you have this horrible, horrible AAF quality roster.
Yep.
That is playing out there for you. You've got a backup quarterback starting, and it's essentially like replacement players from the strike year.
Yep.
And then you just get the number one overall pick. And yes, that's Caleb Williams. Like, who knows if he's the next Mahomes?
He's the Heisman winner this year.
But he definitely does some Mahomesian things.
Mm-hmm. He's on like that Trevor Lawrence type of draft stock path.
Maybe right.
He is like a true number one.
Maybe just a little under him.
Maybe he's also, Trevor Lawrence.
Weird.
Is he a little weird? I don't know anything about him.
He's also kind of like edgy weird, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know if teams are going to love his...
Like edgy in an a-hole way?
It's Baker Mayfield-esque.
Except he's way more talented.
Yes, yes.
Right, but like people love that about Baker.
I know him as a player, but not a person.
And I love that about Baker, too. I'm just saying, like, there's always... When you talk about Trevor Lawrence, you're talking about, like, you know, he's like every other quarterback ever. And so there was no teams ever, like, thought twice about anything. With like Baker, there were teams that were like, I don't know if we like him doing the like S my D thing to the Kansas sideline, which like I was like, I'm all for it. And I'm all for it with Caleb Williams too.
If Caleb Williams was a Bronco, he would be just like the perfect foil to Patrick Mahomes. Like he'd be the perfect bad guy to go up against him on Sunday Night Football twice a year.
So let me just ask you this, Henry, because I'm not there yet.
Is that kind of it?
Yeah, he's definitely cocky.
Yeah.
Do you think if the Broncos weren't another team or teams will be tanking for Caleb Williams?
Yeah. I mean, in the way the NFL tanks. Like, they don't do the full NBA tank where it's like, we trade all of our starters.
But I mean it in the sense of, like, no one last year was, like, tanking for any of the quarterback.
No.
The last true tank was tank for Tua. And it,
yep.
And
pretty damn good now, baby.
But he got hurt, and then he didn't even end up being the guy.
Right.
Who was it that year?
Number one overall, that was Joe Burrow.
You're right. Yep, you're right. It was Joe Burrow. And the Dolphins were the ones who were tanking for Tua or accused of it. And they got him anyway.
Yep, exactly. Yep. I mean, really, the one that when I think of tanking, because the Jets did a terrible job actually tanking for Trevor Lawrence, was Suck for Luck.
Yeah.
And
the
Colts did it in a very different way than this scenario for the Broncos, but it was similar in a way of
Peyton got hurt.
We don't have Peyton, and there's this great draft prospect at quarterback coming up. We're just going to start. Who did they even start at quarterback?
Charlie Whitehurst or Jim Sorgi.
Either way, that just proves the point right there. Like they went in the path that you said the Broncos would go.
Yeah, I mean that's the option. Again, like to me, Caleb Williams is on that. Like, he's probably number three out of the Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams group, but he's in that tier and not the tier below.
Right. So, wait, would he be the number one pick in this year's draft?
Oh,
Bryce
easily.
Young and CJ?
Yeah,
okay.
Easily.
And this is viewed as two good guys in this draft, so that just shows where Caleb Williams is.
Yeah.
It just has to be really overstated that, like, the Broncos would be fielding one of the worst, if not the worst, NFL roster in history.
Yeah, no.
They'd be favored in zero games.
I wrote it all out. It is hilarious to look at.
Let's say
you
really
wrote
quick
out who the starters are?
Oh, I just kind of like looked through the whole roster. I mean, you've got Calvin Anderson, Quinn Meinerz. I brought Calvin back. Luke Wattenberg, Natani Moody, Quinn Bailey. That's your starting five with Casey Tucker as your number six lineman.
Jeez.
With vet minimum guys that you're filling out the roster with.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me just, yeah, from there, earmuffs, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yes. You are effed.
The other piece, though, you get through that season, you'd wind up with about $140 million in cap space as you're about to draft Caleb Williams number one overall.
Mm.
And again, this is not realistic. Like,
well, it is.
I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
It's an option.
Nobody would ever do this ever, but in a video game, it'd be worth a try.
Mm.
A video game wouldn't even let you take on all that dead cap. I almost guarantee it.
And guys, speaking of all of this, just want to give a big shout out. Happy birthday to Russell Wilson.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
On his birthday.
This is terrible.
This is the conversation.
Big 3-4.
How about that?
I guess more realistically, it's worth probably saying his contract's actually tougher to trade next year. Obviously, you don't wind up paying as much if you trade him, but then you're basically trading a two-year $54 million deal just because of the way
so
the numbers all work out. Yeah. And so...
So you have to trade him before the new league year, essentially?
No. No, but it has to be this offseason because it's just the salary for that season that matters. Because technically it's an $8 million salary this year and 17 the year after. But the $17 million salary guarantees week one. Mm. So it'd be 25 basically if you use him this year.
Right.
But only $8 million comes off if you trade him next year. And the numbers get better. After that season, it's a $50 million hit. If you cut or trade him before 2025, which is a little bit more manageable, you're getting close. You could split that into 18 and 31 the next year if you wanted. That's probably when it becomes actually possible without doing like video game garbage, conspiracy theory, stuff like this.
What's really interesting about this is I think you would probably, if you were the Broncos, you would keep Nathaniel Hackett. And you would keep George Payton and essentially make them pay the bill for this. And then you hire someone new to bring in the new era.
Well, I disagree.
I get what
with
you're
that.
Saying.
And let's dive into that. But first, I hope Russell Wilson's enjoying a little Breck brew today for his birthday. You know, it's an off day for him. I hope he gets out there, at least has, you know, one cold one. And what would you recommend if he said, it's my birthday, I want a Breck brew, which one am I getting?
Strawberry Sky.
Strawberry Sky. Yeah, even with the snow?
I yeah. would.
I yes. would.
I'm about to go
I would
have
too.
One.
But I would too.
Funslinger would probably be the better topical seasonal option.
So Russ might be drinking those today. You guys may want to enjoy one as well, especially with the World Cup on in just a couple of hours. If you're in Denver, come by the DNVR bar, get yourself a Breck brew. Might want to get here pretty soon, as I imagine the bar is going to be lit today. And if you want to get lit, you can check out Breck Brews as well. So go to breckbrew.com and check out their beer locator to find out where you can get Breck beers close to you.
And get on over to Denver Health Medical. We were talking about ways in which the Broncos could make some horrible, horrible, risky decisions that could put them in a bunch of pain. But hopefully you guys don't do that yourselves. If you do, definitely make sure you have insurance. Denver Health Medical, it's an awesome option for people who don't get insurance through their job or through whatever else. It has a whole bunch of awesome benefits, including adult dental and vision that come at no additional cost. They offer lower monthly premiums than any plan that's currently available on the marketplace. And they also have new mental health benefits for your regular copay. You can go online. You can give them a call at 303-602-4912. They've got 10 family health centers around the Denver area. Their main hospital is at the outpatient medical center at Denver Health. So many options. The virtual stuff, all that. The enrollment runs November 1st through January 15th. If you enroll by December 15th, your coverage can begin on January 1st. 303-602-4912 or denverhealthmedicalplan.org.
And also come down to the DNVR bar. Hey. Check us out. Today is a great day to come down to the DNVR bar as we are hosting the U.S. Watch Party. Hopefully not the last one, but the biggest U.S. game in 8 years. Go! Please be on side. Sorry. I'm worried he's offside.
Oh, he's very happy. He's licking his jersey.
He's kissing the Ecuadorian.
I thought he was taking a little nibble, too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You kiss with your tongue.
Come down to the DNVR bar for moments like that, but for your team, not just Ali's team.
That would be an eruption in here if it was America in a couple of hours.
I'm just praying we get like two or three goal eruptions today. Mm-hmm. They're the best thing ever. So come hang out. Otherwise, we will see you soon. Okay.
Really quick, I just also want to give a shout out. Sometimes we do it in a joking way, but a real shout out to all the Seahawks fans that have jumped on our podcast since the Russell Wilson trade. Got a really cool message yesterday from Steve on Twitter who says, I found DNVR because I wanted to follow the Broncos once they got Russ because I'm a big Seahawks fan. And now I love what you guys are doing, and I'm tuning in every day. So shout out, because I know there's a lot of those fans out there. So we really appreciate you guys and, of course, the trolls for watching and giving us numbers.
Yeah.
Real quick, Ali, he can't be offside because Senegal had a guy in the goal. Yeah.
Oh, he shouldn't have been there.
He's trying to protect the post.
Was he thinking he is a ball?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Honestly, you know, once in a while we'll have fans from an opposing team tune into the post game show or something and be like, wow, I wish I had something like this for our team.
Yeah.
And it's kind of been like a full season of that for Seahawks fans.
Yeah.
So maybe one day we'll expand All City up there to Seattle and give you your own STTL or something.
STTL. There you go. We know what it would be.
I don't think that's the one that makes the names
anyways.
I don't know what it would be. Anyways.
So you said Ryan, you said before the break that you would actually stick with Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton. I don't think George Payton would do this because it would be just admitting the biggest failure in sports history, and he'd be the one admitting it.
So he'd quit?
No, because he'd want his money. But I don't think then you'd be involving George or Greg Penner just forcing it.
Yeah.
I don't think they would do that.
See, I think you bring in a GM with the understanding of like,
no.
Okay. Oh, that was quick.
A minute later, Senegal scores to take the lead again.
My aunt's Lord from above. Senegal. But
it's random.
It's relevant.
It is. Yeah, it's fair.
The thing, though, is that you could bring in a GM and just say, like, here's what we're going to do. We just need you to get through this season. And then you have all these assets to build the team essentially from the ground up. The coach would be the tougher part. Hiring a coach to come in and handle that team next year when, I mean, the only way the plan even works is if you get the number one pick. Okay. If you don't get Caleb Williams out of this, you are just the Jaguars forever. For a half decade.
How would you not?
You know, I don't know. Brett Rippon goes off. Trace McSorley is the answer. I mean, your tight ends, what? You've got Dulcich and Albert O and Saubert. Like, yeah, it's not terrible. Like, Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, like, they should be the worst.
So
but
then,
maybe guys
so then,
pop.
So then if you are slightly concerned about that, Ryan, then I think what you do is any other valuable assets you have in this scenario, you trade away. And you try to get a second for Jerry Jeudy. You try to get a second for Courtland Sutton. Who else is on your roster that you... I mean, maybe Javonte. Well, no, you wouldn't be able to trade Javonte because he's injured right now.
The tough part, though, is that you trade Jerry... You have to pay him $4.5 million either way.
Well,
so now you have to pay his replacement, and you'll probably have a few million dollars to play with at the end. But the margins are just so tight. But I basically cut everybody who you're saving money moving on from.
If you can do that, though, you do it because then you're getting a second round pick and like a full rebuild. But yeah, it is tough. But I do think they would get the number one overall pick.
I do.
Once you're fielding this team.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think even. So you could do it with a new GM. I really do think you could, where you're just like, hey, in next year, you're going to have the number one overall pick.
And $140 million.
Yeah.
But, like...
It's crazy.
You can't, I guess, necessarily force George Payton to make those moves. You can force Nathaniel Hackett to coach the team.
Yes, yes, you can. And, Ryan, that is where I understand where you're coming from, because it does feel like if you were to hire a new coach... It would be the situation the Texans had last year. It's like, we're hiring you, we're going to give you a 3-year deal, and we're going to pay all to you in 1 year because you are here for an absolute garbage year. And then we're firing you because the culture is going to be so bad. There's going to be so much turnover the following year, unless what you do, you decide this year Nathaniel Hackett's not the guy moving forward. You move on from him. Then what you do is you go out and you get a 28-year-old assistant that a lot of people think is up and coming and could be the next Sean McVay sort of coach, the next Mike McDaniel. You get him and just take a flyer. If it doesn't work, the season's not going to work anyways. If there's like a positive culture and you like a lot of things that are going on, then you can stick with him. What you don't do is you don't go get a Lovie Smith, a guy that is going to just, you know, try to be a good CEO. You don't do that because that's not what you need.
Someone in the comments, I think it was Jose, said you could just trade up to get Caleb Williams. Probably
no, you couldn't.
Yeah, probably not.
Nope.
Unless, like, I don't know. The Jags got the number one overall pick or something. Yep, but even then, they'd probably be done with Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
It would be like whoever drafts Bryce Young this year gets the number one overall pick. And
like you could trade three firsts and Pat Sertan and not get him.
Yep, for sure. Is there any other... here, all right. Do you need some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Right. I'll live. it's been a lot of talking.
Someone save Henry. Anything else? Any other wrinkles to discuss here?
So,
I guess let's tie a bow on this.
Mm-hmm.
After all that, is it realistic?
Absolutely not.
No.
0% chance. There's no way an NFL organization would do this. Just simply flat out.
Nope. There's no chance at all.
So then,
I'm going to say yes.
Wow.
It is 5% realistic.
Wow.
It would require some extreme outside of the box thinking from someone in charge, but that person, in my mind, there's a 5% chance that that person says this will actually put us in a better long-term situation than the place we are right now. I would just say it would be a very rash and hasty decision after 1 year.
It's true. I mean, the new owners just say, like, get rid of Russ. Like, we're just done with Russ. And George says, no, we really can't. And they say, no, do it. And it would take something like that, which would probably be just a horrible sign for the future of this ownership group if that's their reaction.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think right now everybody's thinking, if we could just get out of this after this season, or I guess after next season, that seems like a win versus what the future feels like right now.
So Hayden in the comment section said, spoken like dudes who get to go to the game for free.
What does that mean? Oh.
It's because we don't have to pay next year to go. But there are some people that actually pay to go to games at this company. but it would be what Ryan said. You would be selling this and you would actually truly be believing it that you are doing this in the betterment of the team for the next 5-10 years. Of course, it's going to be a miserable year next year. It's going to be so tough.
It wouldn't be as miserable as this year.
Well, the expectations will be low, but I mean, the games would be more blowouts, but there wouldn't be hope and expectations going in. But I mean, it would be tough to want to go watch that team, where at least the first half of this year, you're like, well, I get to go watch Russell Wilson. But you would be selling it on, look what we're going to have just in 2 years, and it's going to be much better moving forward after that. So I understand what you're saying, but the hope of this plan would be just 1 year takedown to then build up after that.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the best opportunity you'll ever have to truly do this. Yep. I don't know if you want to do this. You probably shouldn't want to do it, but it's I've never seen a more wide open door to tank like no one's ever tanked before.
Yeah, it's true in a way where the league couldn't get mad.
And again, I just think it's unrealistic, but just not entirely unrealistic. I do think there's a chance that one person just says, I'm down. We'll be in a better place long term than we are right now. And they might actually be right about that take.
Especially if you finish with 3 wins. Like if they lose out, then I think it's a much easier sell just to say like, uh-oh, we're not close. You know, we talked about, like, could they go 4-2? Probably not. But if they did and they finish at 7-10, then you're saying, like, oh, two, three more wins.
Right.
That doesn't feel so insurmountable, despite what we've seen.
It's a really good point.
Someone said it's his B-day. Come on, guys. he's not listening to this.
No, he's not.
I don't think so. Hope he's enjoying some time with Sierra.
Yep, for sure.
And you know who that move would have to come from, Ryan? That call? It'd have to come from Greg Penner. And wouldn't that be an unbelievable call? 8 months into owning the franchise, 6 months into owning the franchise, saying, let's do the craziest thing that's ever been done in sports.
And your next real chance to do this would be tank in 2025, cut Russ, tank in 2025, and draft Arch in 2026.
So what are the, so that is after the 2023, 2020, so that's what, a $50 million cap hit in order to cut Russ?
I believe so.
I think it's $49 million in dead cap. Or if you keep him, you're paying him $55 million. So at that point, you save $5 million, and so it's a lot easier to do.
Yep.
What a world.
What a world.
It is. And obviously, best case scenario for the Broncos, Russ turns it around at the end of this season. He turns it around next season, and you don't have to worry about this. The thing that you're worrying about is the $55 million cap hit that he'll have every single year after that. But you won't care about it, because if he's playing to that, it's great. And that's what we sold ourselves on earlier this year when they traded him. That's what we sold ourselves on when we all thought the Broncos got a good deal with the contract with Russ. But it has not played out anything close to that. And that's why we're having these crazy, crazy conversations, is because it's worse than we ever could have thought.
And, you know, it's possible that they could trade Russell Wilson. It's possible. It's also possible they finish 9-8.
It is
still a possibility.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Honestly, as I sit here right now, option trade Russ tank next year sounds better than anything we have going on.
It sounds so appealing. Wow. I hate that it does. And I couldn't actually do it, but if I were the owner, it'd be so hard not to say, like, there it is. There's the way out of this mess.
And I say this as someone who is not completely out. Like, I don't think Russ is just done.
No.
But the way things are going right now, it's just the worst it's ever been. Like, this is the worst following the Broncos has ever been for me, personally.
I
completely agree.
So anything different sounds so much better.
Exactly.
Man. And
especially when we talk about, like, how many of these guys do you actually want? Like, I don't know who's bad, like, who's a loser, essentially, I guess is what it is. Why can they not find a way in close games? Like, why is the vibe just not there? That's a lot tougher than looking back at the tape. But it does feel like an easy way to just say, like, oh, there's the whole reset. Everything is starting over. You get Caleb Williams. And just a blank slate with a rookie quarterback and a team that has no chemistry, that's not going to go great, at least for a couple of years.
It would be essentially like a Madden fantasy draft. Build up the team exactly the way you want.
It's so true. And there's honestly no more enticing piece in the NFL, maybe even all of sports, than the number one overall pick that's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
That's like the most exciting thing to rally around for a team that doesn't have that.
I will say, you would have to wear the badge, likely, of joining the Detroit Lions as the only two teams ever to not win a game in the regular season.
And you'd be the first team to go 0-17.
You would.
How many wins do the Texans have right now?
One.
And a tie.
And that tie might be the difference. Like, if this whole thing happens again next year, like, again, you probably have to win one game or less to actually get that pick. What if Javonte just goes for 200 one game?
If Javonte's not playing next year if you do this.
That is true.
You get ready for 2024.
Wow, that's perfect.
Yep.
So that means, I think on my list you'd have Marlon Mack and Demarie Crockett as your 1-2 punch.
There we go. Maybe Divino Zigbo gets
he would get the call to be
up again.
Or anybody else on a vet man.
Okay, now let's look at that. 2024, you spend tons of money on the offensive line because you have $140 million. You get the offensive line. You have a rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams. And then you have Javonte Williams, a fully healthy Javonte Williams, to take so much off of his plate.
Yep, look at Jamal Murray last night.
My goodness.
Wow.
Well, that would be what he... Javonte Williams was on the Jamal Murray plan.
Just like you've said many times, Ryan, I cannot believe this is a conversation that we are having.
I can't believe it's the most exciting podcast we've done in months.
It's a pure conspiracy theory.
During the Broncos season, I wonder what sort of odds you could get on this over at DraftKings Sportsbook for the Broncos to trade Russ and end up with Kalen Williams in the 2024 draft. I don't know if you can get that, but you can get pretty much everything else over at DraftKings Sportsbook, including all these World Cup games, including Nuggets, Avs, including Broncos 8.5-point underdogs. I believe they're plus 310, something like that, to beat the Ravens. If you want to bet on any Denver sports, you can do that, or any game, really, in the whole world, you can do that over at DraftKings Sportsbook. And I'll just remind you again, Broncos are 10-1 when betting the under. Seems like a pretty good bet week in and week out. You can get that also over at DraftKings Sportsbook. So head to the App Store now, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get $150 in free bets when you place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win. That's all you have to do. There's some pretty good locks this week. Bet on them. You $5 for new customers, get $150 in free bets over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use that promo code DNVR, and make sure to see our show notes for details.
I mentioned it earlier. Last night, I got to the Nuggets game, $75 for two tickets.
Insane.
Row 8, kind of in the corner, but basically behind the Nuggets bench.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And that's all thanks to Game Time. Because of the Game Time read yesterday. Because I pulled it up. Yeah. It was like $2, but $7 with fees to get inside the door, which is just ridiculous.
It went all the way down to $3 by Game Time.
Oh, my gosh. What do they say? Wait.
Yeah, yes. That's what I did. Mine was like an hour before tip-off. I was like, okay, it's time just to pull the trigger and get these. But that's why Game Time is awesome. They've got tickets to everything. They have that map. That's the best part. Is you can just look. It's like, I know I want lower level. It's like $15. Could get up to like $19 to sit there, or $20 there. So I was just watching. Those popped up, and I was like, yep, it is time to go. Game Time is awesome, though. They've got 15 million people who've downloaded the app. It's just the best place to go to get your tickets. So use the link in our description below this YouTube video. If you're listening to the podcast, it's in the podcast description as well. That is where you should go to get tickets to whatever you're trying to get to.
At one point this year, we got like 20 rock pile tickets for just any, or it was rooftop tickets for just any DNVR people who wanted to go. And I think the like total cost was like $68.
Yeah, that is crazy. Insane. That's crazy. Company parties too.
Yes, it's perfect. So check out the friends over at Game Time. All right.
And check out our friends over at American Raptors. Speaking of, if you want to go to a game, you can go to American Raptors well. And you can check out all the games, all the events they've got going on over at AmericanRaptors.com. Games are free, so make sure you're following along. I believe their season just ended. So make sure you're following along the offseason, what's going on, and when they start up. And, of course, you can get the best coverage over at TheDNVR.com with our guy Colton Strickler on the weekly DNVR Rugby Podcast. So make sure to check him out, American Raptors.
All right, shall we get to the comments, starting with the Super Chats?
Let's do it.
First one from CJ Powell. Not body shaming here, but is it fair to ask Russ to shed a few pounds? He's just a half a step too slow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's the issue, but teams ask players to shed pounds all the time.
Yep, so yes, you could.
I can't remember who was saying it, but somebody was pointing out that all of the old quarterbacks just lose weight. Like Tom Brady dropped like 10, 15 pounds.
Right. Yeah, he looks... But like a ghost.
All those guys.
It's harder to hold muscle on your body.
It's time for Russ. Like, just lose a couple pounds.
I mean, I do think that if he's the starting quarterback next year, you'll see him come back. There'll be some, like, big thing that happens in the offseason. Maybe it's like, he lost 15 pounds because he wants to be able to scramble more.
Like a laser treatment on his leg.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there'll be some massive change like that that'll try to drum up some hope.
He'll plug himself into the...
what was that called? Life Electric.
Life Electric.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so funny how many people that got.
Oh, and then PFT got him again the next week.
Yep.
Wow.
John says, correct me if I'm wrong, but why pay Russ before the season when our ownership can afford to pay Russ a lot in the scenario he balls out and costs more?
Yeah, we did a roundtable about this during, week six or something, and it was like, what's the biggest thing you would change from the offseason, and that was what it was for me. Yeah. Now, you'd like to just maybe go back and undo the trade entirely, but for me, it was just like, just don't give him that contract. Make him play it out. Maybe you get Russ, like contract year Russ, where he just balls out and, you know, he takes a little bit of a different approach, and now you're not in this desperate scenario where you're trying to get rid of him.
The biggest reason why, Josh, is it wasn't that the owners did or didn't have money or could pay him more after the season. The reason was it was because you thought you were getting a little bit of a discount this year by doing it then, by paying him $50 million a year instead of, let's say he were to have gone out and balled out this year and two more quarterbacks get contracts during this season, and then you're paying him $60 million. That's why they did it, is because they thought they were going to get like a $10 million discount, which doesn't help the owners. It helps the salary cap and the way you're able to build your team. Hindsight being 2020, you do not do that deal.
There was just no world in which they weren't going to do it, though. Like, it wasn't on the table. There was no chance. They were going... If you're trading for that guy, you're locking him up before the season starts.
Yeah.
There's no scenario. The only reason it took that long was because there weren't owners who could foot the bill initially.
And so, there's also probably, like, a relationship thing there where, like...
Oh, yeah.
You're fracturing the relationship with Russ from the start by saying, like, well, we believed in you enough to trade for two first-round picks for you, but not enough to pay you this soon.
And they probably had the conversation before the trade was even done that they're going to give him the contract before the season.
100%.
Like,
and
that
they,
was,
and they said the reason we're not doing a sign-in trade is because we don't have the owners. We're going to have the owners by the start of the season, and that's when we're going to pay you.
Exactly.
I completely agree, Henry. There was no question that that was part of the trade.
Yep. It's all one transaction in my mind.
Yep.
You did have the benefit of seeing him in training camp at that point, though, and he had gotten a 3 on the rideometer every day.
It was so disappointing for us to do that every single day. And I want to go back and look at our podcast headlines. Maybe one day there was like Russ lights it up. Maybe not even.
Yeah.
And what's so disappointing, concerning, and maybe it was just a lie, but George Payton said one of the reasons we signed Russell Wilson before the season was because we saw what he did in training camp and we really liked it. Training camp was not the time to really like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and someone I think tweeted at me like, how could like the hype have been this big in training camp from you guys? And I was like,
what?
It really wasn't.
No,
we were obviously hyped from March until August.
Yep.
And then once we saw it, like, we were kind of like trying to get excited about some of the things we said, but the rideometer is a perfect thing. We quantified what
receipts.
Russ looks like every single day.
Just and threes.
Every single day, he got half of the thing.
Yep. Yep.
I guess 60% because there was 5 notches. So he got a 60 almost every single day. I think we gave 1-4, 1-2, and like 12 threes.
And when we did this, we kind of expected it to just be like 4-5s, 4-5s, 5-5-5.
Yeah, yeah.
For an elite quarterback.
I mean, you know, it's lives in infamy now, but like Case Keenum, if he had the rideometer, was throwing out 4s and 5s every day.
Yes, exactly.
And Russ was just like, we kept waiting, like, oh, when is he going to unlock the deep ball?
Yep.
Never happened. No. You know, when is he going to start cooking? Never happened.
Yep.
And that's when we were just like, yeah, I mean, maybe he's just not like a big training camp guy.
Right, right, exactly. He's just a gamer because he scrambles and runs.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, we're not getting that either. Anyways, let's get into the comments on the website. Oh, it looks like we just had a super chat come in from Andre, who says, Zach reminds me of a character from Meet the Robinsons. Love the podcast. You guys kill it. Hopefully next year the Broncos bounce back. Anyone familiar with?
I was going to say, do we know if that's a good thing, bad thing?
I mean, we got to watch it now, though.
It was a compliment afterwards.
So, or he hates me but loves you guys.
No, could be.
So thank you, Andre. Really appreciate the love. Thank you for the super chat.
We all have people that like the other two and not us.
It's true. We do.
Oh, okay.
It's a
cartoon movie.
Yeah. Oh, maybe the guy with the hair, probably.
Oh, probably. That's him.
All right, let's hop. Jim, when I had the crazy hair, people call me Jimmy Neutron.
That's perfect. Yep. All right, first one here comes from The Count, who says, this all started in 2016 when we drafted Adam Gotsis instead of Kevin Byard, and then took Devontae Booker in the 4th round instead of trading up one dumb spot to snatch Dak Prescott. I could prove my point with a long-winded essay. But I have to go walk on hot coals and sleep in a bed of broken bobbleheads and shattered dreams. Also, RK, please reveal your secret hangover cure. What good is it to keep it to yourself? Love the cow. One of these days, they're going to pay me to promote that shit.
Yep.
Ah, smart.
It worked for me on... We haven't even really talked about the fact that we made our Blackout True. Wednesday night dreams happen.
Yes, wow. We did. We talked 6 nights ago.
Yeah, I tweeted it out. We talked about it on the pod. We I had everyone come over to my house. Allie and I did. Had everyone come over to our house, I should say. Yep. And then we went down to the local dive bar and had ourselves a night. My arm, still a little bit sore. Still wow. a little bit sore from the punching bag game.
Wow.
Yeah, but you crushed that.
I did set the record for that night.
Yeah, that and a lot of tequila.
A lot of tequila. But my secret hangover cure worked.
Wow. We didn't even find out that
night. You guys
night.
Know what it is.
Oh, I know what it is.
I don't know if I know.
No. I was handing them out like candy in London.
Wow. Oh, yes. Yep.
That video was so good.
The one with the glitter. Yeah. It's like, no phone case. You were tired of putting glitter everywhere?
Oh, we went to Lexi's aunt's house for Thanksgiving. She wouldn't let me bring the phone case in.
Yeah. Good move, Lexi.
I haven't put it back on yet. Lexi.
Lexi, okay.
I told Henry to leave his phone case at the door, like when people ask you to take your shoes off. He's like, just leave it on the doormat.
Did he listen?
No. Glitter everywhere.
Wow. Now there's glitter everywhere. Anyways, next one's from Arvada Luke. He says, okay, fellas, time to start thinking about what charity is worthy of my 100 bananas. I'm going to throw the following names in the ring. Deuce Staley, Eric Bieniemy, Ken Dorsey. We need to keep hammering offense. We've been injured a lot on both sides of the ball the past few years, but one side has held up. For some reason, this season has been super noticeable, but our bend-don't-break defense tends to lead to a lot of bad starting field positions for our offense. I don't know if that is something that play calling or even scripting takes into account. If you win the toss and defer as the Broncos, basically you guarantee your first possession starts at or inside the 10. It takes a special play caller to get that job done. Long story short, I think getting a punter who absolutely bombs it has a marked effect on the game next year. Just saw Fumbies got to the Chiefs' P squad. Please, football gods, I implore you, if you have him fumble away a game for the Chiefs leading to the Broncos snapping the streak, all will be forgiven. Cheers, AL.
It'd be incredible.
Okay, you get to choose. Melvin Gordon fumbles away a game against the Broncos this year, and the Broncos snap the streak, or Melvin Gordon fumbles in the Super Bowl so the Chiefs aren't able to win the Super Bowl.
My goodness.
Also, if he fumbles away the game against the Broncos, the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Then you go fumbles away the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos need to beat the Chiefs. Like, what? They're four losses away from the NFL record for losses against a team?
I mean, it would be great. Yeah, what is going on?
This dude's trying to waste time while he's getting subbed off, so the Ecuadorian guy's just shoving him off the field.
What a game.
I think you got to go losing the Super Bowl.
I can't handle more Chiefs Super Bowl, so that's anything true. It takes to stop that from happening.
Especially and in this
feels,
year where...
It feels like a foregone conclusion to me right now, which worries me.
Yes, yep.
That is scary. Especially right now, it would stop the streak, but it wouldn't do really anything else if the Broncos win.
But, I mean, you don't – at some point 20 years from now, some team's going to lose, like, 14 in a row to a team, and they're going to be like, oh, this is, like, the time the Broncos lost to the Chiefs for 17 in a row.
That's true.
You don't want that.
The Broncos also did this to the Chiefs right before they did it to us.
Not this, though.
Not as long.
Yeah. It is crazy how it went from one losing streak to another.
No in between.
No, zero. That means next time, maybe then you do choose Broncos to win – against the Chiefs this year, because then that guarantees the start of another big win streak for the Broncos against the Chiefs.
Ooh, true.
All right. Next one from the Danimal. It's time to put a narrative to rest that has been plaguing Denver for years. Our offensive roster is not better than its record. We've been hearing this for years now about how our skill positions are and how this roster should have a better record. We finally need to accept our own... to tear down our own offense. Sutton was a flash in the pan, and Judy isn't living up to his draft status. At the combine, get any draft capital you can for them and wipe your hands. Patrick is the reliable vet. Our low-end receivers like Hinton are the rotational workhorses we can rely on. And when Hamler is healthy, he is a game changer. Between those and Dulcich, you just need one star receiver, and they're becoming easier to find in the draft. Plus, we need the cap space. Our O-line needs a competent center and right tackle that isn't from the recycling bin. There's a Super Bowl-winning center on the market that was once PFF's top-ranked. Anyone heard of Matt Paradis? Oh, God. That stabilizes the interior. Re-sign Reisner to a one-year prove-it deal. See if a solid center helps him. Then draft a right tackle as high as possible. That's cap reasonable, and if Bowles doesn't pick it up, we can move on in a year. Javonte heals. Well, the only thing we are missing is a change of pace back. Those can be found in the later rounds. Thank you for coming for my TED Talk. Danimal.
The Danimal. Or you could just trade Russell Wilson and every other player on the team, as we discussed.
Another option.
another option. No, I think it's a really good point just about how you have to realize that this offense is not nearly as good as everyone thought. And I think, honestly, we're all at that point now. And I hope the Broncos are as well.
Yeah, we've talked about it on this show before, too. Yep. It's like, okay, this is the official end to, like, what if Cortland Sutton had a quarterback and this, that, and the other thing.
Exactly.
Although, maybe he still doesn't.
One more from Dan Burke.
Yeah, send
it. Says, hey guys, isn't it crazy?
Oh, no, we actually have more than that, but go ahead.
Oh, he says, isn't it crazy that the Broncos were 7-6 last year with several blowout wins, including against one above average team, the Chargers, and one good team, the Cowboys. It wasn't perfect, but we all took things for granted. Fast forward a year, and now the Broncos are the ones getting blown out by bad teams. Those three teams that went 3-0 against to start the year are all in better positions this year than the Broncos are. What do y'all think?
It is crazy. Like, you got those wins against the Jets and the Giants and the Jags.
That is wild.
At least you beat the Jags again this year.
Right.
Final one from Peyton Manning YT. My boys, it's bandwagon time with the Broncos being a mess. Fire the offensive coaching staff, please. What are your top three teams to be a temporary fan of until the end of the season? Ooh. I'm going with either the Dolphins, Vikings, or Allie's Eagles. Got it right on the first spelling, by the way. on the dark side of things, I can understand why everyone thinks we can just dump Russ. I wouldn't be so quick to give up on him. Even though he struggled, to say the least, any GM that would have signed him to that deal. We are stuck with him for a while. Wake up, George. Things need to change. Omaha and cheers. Peyton Manning, YT. Top three teams. I've just got one. It's the Eagles.
Why not? You're not going to throw the Dolphins in there?
Oh, yeah. I like them. If I get an Eagles-Dolphins Super Bowl, I would take it for sure. Yeah.
I still just hate Tyreek Hill. Wow. Yeah, I can't stop.
That does make it.
Like, when I can't cheer for the Dolphins.
When I think of the Dolphins, I now think of Tua and McDaniels before I think of Tyreek. But, I mean, he is obviously.
And
he's
all
the
best.
He's the reason it works.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even like Jalen Waddle, though, because of Tyreek Hill.
Why?
Just the toxicity radiates off of him.
Wow.
Yeah, I just can't get behind that.
What about Buffalo? There were a lot of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
I
fans.
Want Buffalo to get it.
Only if Vaughn's playing.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I just want like I just love like great fan bases, and I think that the Bills fans deserve it.
That's fair.
Ravens. Bad week for it.
No.
Yeah, it is a bad week for that. Jets.
New York.
I agree.
Patriots more
except
than
for
Jets.
The Bills. That doesn't count.
Patriots more than Jets.
Man, I think Miami, even though, like you said, is I'm not cheering for Tyreek. I'm cheering for McDaniels and Tua. How about that? Just, 2 months ago, Tua was like, he may be done with football, and now he's legitimately in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, and, like, Mike McDaniel was saying all these things about him that everyone just thought was bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, all of it's been right. He's like, he throws the most catchable ball, and he's so accurate and all this stuff, and everyone's like, shut up, dude. He sucks. And then he was just awesome.
Yep.
He has had receivers. Like, if there's going to get open, he can underthrow him by 5 yards, and it doesn't matter.
Just get a PI.
I think what this is going to turn into, as the playoffs come around, I think what this is going to get into is who has the better chance, the best chance of beating the Chiefs. And that's who Broncos fans are going to gravitate toward. If it looks like it's the Dolphins, it's probably going to be the Bills, and that's why I think people will rally around them in Denver.
I wonder if the Bills need to sit down Josh Allen for a couple games.
Mm.
Just let him heal that arm.
They're not really fighting for the number one seed, are they?
Not really.
I mean, I guess they're only one game back at Kansas City, but at this point, just accept you're going to make the playoffs and play for the playoffs, not for now.
100%.
I agree.
Three Super Bowls for Vaughn, though, with three different teams.
Would be incredible.
It would
first
be
player
insane.
Ever.
Insane. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And back-to-back years for one of them. Yeah. And also, he could just add on to being one of the greatest postseason players of all time.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That wraps it up for us. DNVR Bets Daily coming up right after this. So if you want to get in on some bets for the U.S. men's national team game. Mm. Also, bars slowly but surely starting to fill up. Still plenty of time to get down here, though. Looks like the weather's cleared up just a little bit. The roads are melting, so that's good. Anyways, appreciate you guys for tuning in. I think this was one of the more exciting podcasts we've had in a while. Let us know in the comments if you're listening to the show or if you're listening right now. Do you think it's realistic? Should the Broncos do it? Hit us with a thumbs up on your way out. We'll catch you guys tomorrow.
How long's it been since you and I rolled out the truck and took a country drive? Now understand that you need some time. I know some landmarks we used to hit where flying cotton would stick to your lips.
Take you back one last time.